This is the Texas Standard.
People who live outside of Texas know the names of the state's biggest cities: Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. But many have also heard of a town that's less than 3,000, Shiner. That, of course, is because of the beer that's been brewed there since 1909 and is now distributed in 49 states. But even some Texans may not have heard of another town, just 14 miles of farmland down Highway 90. Like Shiner, it was also founded in the 1800s. It's big on its German heritage, and it's home to less than 3,000. I'm talking about Hallettsville. Shiner and Hallettsville have long had a friendly rivalry, but Ocasio-Coronado reports something new is bridging the distance.
Back in high school, to be honest, I pretty much didn't like anybody that went over that went to school in Shiner. There's this kind of thing you grow up, you know, you don't know why, but you're just told like you don't like them. So
Tyler Kratz is from Hallettsville. His mom, Jennifer, says it's the similarities of the two towns that make them so competitive.
The families are very similar. They're mainly Czech, German. Kids were in the same district, and, you know each other from local dances, and then you get together on the field and you play.
The football games between Shiner and Hallettsville are always about bragging rights, especially for the Catholic schools, Hallettsville's Sacred Heart and Shiner's St. Paul. But a countywide Catholic retreat also brings kids from both schools together. And that's where an unlikely friendship began.
One day at a meeting while we were on team for one of the retreats, I just kind of randomly found out that he played guitar. And I told him, just come to the house and let's jam one day. And he did, and ever since then we've been pretty much since junior year?
Yeah.
So ever since junior year we've been playing together.
That's Blake Hermes from Hallettsville, talking about when he met Shiner's Derek Kapovic.
And I said, isn't that kid from St. Paul? And he said, yeah, Mom, but that's okay. He said, yeah, we're school rivals, but we seem to be pretty good friends.
Chris Hermes says her son's friendship grew quickly, and the two teens started to spend late nights together in a small barn playing country music on their guitars. Eventually, they brought along a couple more friends, Tyler Kratz on drums and Colby Blahuda on bass. Blake Hermes says it all began as an excuse to hang out and play music.
Tyler and Derek and myself started playing together just weekends, just messing around. And then I'd bring Colby along every once in a while. And then that's kind of where it all started, just down in a barn or a garage or wherever we had the space to play.
Their sound grew into a mix of old country with a touch of rock. And they came up with an official band name, Mama Tried.
Knowing where I'm bound and don't want to change my mind, but Mama Tried.
When we initially started out, it was just kind of throwing stuff out there and seeing what worked and what didn't. We had some gigs that, I mean, didn't go awful, but definitely had some mistakes.
That's lead guitarist Derek Kapovic. The gigs have given the two towns a reason to come together, not because of a rivalry game, but all supporting one band. Trish Kapovic is Derek's mom.
The other Mama Tried moms and I have said the same thing. It's almost like going to their, you know, their playoff football games again, sitting up there and watching them on stage in front of an audience, and it's just that same feeling, you know, it's just a sense of joy and pride, and it's something that probably only a mom understands.
Fellow Mama Tried mom Chris Hermes says she's grateful for her new friends from Shiner.
Trish and I are in marketing, and Tyler's mom happens to be an accountant, so she can manage everything and tell us what they need to do and what, you know, that we've got all those bases covered if this ever blows up the way we hope it does.
With the support of the two towns and their loved ones, Mama Tried is now playing at least one show per month at private events and local venues. Bass player Colby Blahuda hopes they'll soon become more well-known outside of the 14-mile area between Shiner and Hallettsville.
Oh, I look forward to traveling one day around Texas and playing in a lot of shows and maybe opening up for some bigger guys.
And as for that old rivalry, Tyler Kratz says his perspective has changed.
Shiner's a cool town. It's I like everybody in Shiner now. We're all right.
I'm Acacia Coronado for the Texas Standard.